Term two each year finishes with an absolutely spectacular event, and that of the Passing Out Parade. And you can see we're all ready for the Passing Out Parade. It's a gorgeous morning. The sun is shining and the white has never looked better. And our boys again will make us proud as they march out here as part of the Passing Out Parade. And as we said earlier on in the term, it's terrific that we're moving beyond COVID and we're starting to experience a new kind of reality. The energy's back in, the sport's back in, and the boys are back in, and our families are back in with all range of family events and community events that we've had. In week six, you'll recall, we celebrated National Reconciliation Week, and that of course had the highlight of the games here on the Saturday, where we had launched the new Indigenous jersey of our first 15. And last week, we had our first Gratitude Day, which was encouraging to our families to sit and to reflect on the things that they're most thankful for about life and about school, and to express that gratitude in giving generously. I want to thank all our students, our staff and families for the hard work. And as we gear up for this next triennium, the triennial plan has of course been launched and gone out, and I'm getting around to quite a number of our boys and parents and our staff as we talk about there. And there's a great deal of positivity as we now launch into our first year of the decade of impact towards our bicentennial in 2031.
This term at Tudor House, we've been involved in lots of wonderful events. Many of them started before the term. One of them was the Anzac Day Parade, where we got involved with many schools in the Highlands and many of the local community in our Anzac Day Parade. This term, for the first time, we participated in the Bowral Creek to Peak, a 5.5 kilometre charity run up the top of Mount Gibraltar and back down. The Tudor House community got really involved, with many of the staff, students and families getting involved in that beautiful charity run. Our boarders in Medley House did a number of fantastic things this term. They were part of National Boarding Week and they travelled up to the Parramatta campus to interact with the senior school boarders for a special dinner. They've also been out and about at 10 Pin Bowling. They've been up to King's to do their boarding sleepover. And we also welcomed a number of new students to do their trial boarding with us this term. In terms of the Tudor House community, there's been a huge number of events. We did a lot of things for Mother's Day. We had an art gallery tour with Ben Quilty. We had a Mother's Day stall. We had a pre-K Mother's Day morning tea, which was just so cute. We kicked off the social calendar this term with a kickstart in colour down here on Hamilton Lawn, a wonderful evening where our parents got together in all of their different colours to get together for a cocktail party. We also welcomed our grandparents onto the campus for our lower school Grandparents' Day, with 170 grandparents coming to enjoy a wonderful morning, seeing their grandchildren perform in an assembly, visiting their classrooms and having a lovely morning tea. Last term we had the epic Tudor 12 Hour, which raised money for our mountain bike track. This term we did the Working Bee, out on the bobcats, out on the excavators, digging up the track and getting it ready for riding. We're not quite finished yet, but we will be soon. In terms of sport and co-curricular, we ran the Tudor Bledisloe, where the day students, Fisher, and the boarders, Medley, duked it out in game one of the annual matches, with the Fisher House students coming away with a resounding victory. We also had our school athletics carnival, where all of our pre-K to six students tested out their track and field skills. And we've also had numerous events playing sport against King's Prep and also getting involved in our IPSHA and community sporting events. This term, our Year 5 students came up with a brilliant idea for an op shop outfit day. And this came out of their academic learning in their unit of inquiry. As they learn about the plight of refugees and as they met David, a local refugee who came to speak to them, they were really challenged to act on what they've learned, and they came up with an idea of raising money for the Smith family, which had supported David, by running an op shop outfit day. And you can see from the pictures, the teachers and the kids really got into it a lot. That's it for Tudor House in term two, and we look forward to seeing you in term three.
It's been 9 weeks full of action here at the prep this term, with lots to stimulate and challenge the boys and plenty for the parents to enjoy as well. Our Year 6 boys were wonderful King's ambassadors as they headed to Canberra for a 3-day excursion, visiting Parliament House, the Australian War Memorial, and the Museum of Australian Democracy. Heading down during Reconciliation Week, the boys also delved into Australia's Indigenous history through exhibits at the National Museum and the National Art Gallery. For our Year One boys, Mother's Day proved the perfect occasion to let their mums know about their special role that they play in their lives. At a beautifully styled event in the trophy room after their time together at a Mother's Day service in the chapel. As a community for Mother's Day, many prep families joined with the King's Women's Network in supporting the National Breast Cancer Foundation at the Mother's Day Fun Run. Our pre-kindergarten boys weren't to be outdone. They hosted their parents for a special morning tea as part of the biggest morning tea, which helped to raise money for cancer research. The Year 4 boys used the event to launch their agribusiness, selling pesto, peppermint tea and chopping boards, which they made from upcycled timber and raised $1,400 from their actions. In another area of community service, the boys have also been involved in the Anglicare Winter Appeal. Led by our Styles House leaders, the boys collected clothing donations from families to be delivered to other families in need. The King School Art Prize Gala Dinner was a stylish affair where parents and guests enjoyed the opportunity to connect and also appreciate the stunning work from the 30 finalists for the $20,000 Art Prize, sponsored by our Fathers Association. This year's winner was young Indigenous artist Kasaria Young Hogan for her work capturing stories of her trips in the outback with her grandfather. In sport, our winter sports program's been in full flight, hampered a little bit by some wet weather, but all our boys from pre-kindergarten through to year six enjoyed representing their house at the cross-country carnival. There's been plenty happening in music with our Friday afternoon soirees and the end of term prep music night. As we conclude the term, I encourage our prep parents to sign up for the prep trivia night on Saturday the 30th of July before you head off on a break. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We started off the term as a community by celebrating the 50th anniversary of the relocation of the school chapel. The school chapel holds a very special place within our community, and it was wonderful to celebrate with old boys, with staff, with previous staff, with current students and families. We also enjoyed an Anzac Day dawn service, and it's important that we remember those from our school who gave their lives so that we might enjoy the freedoms that we have and we might use those freedoms to give to others. Of course, Mother's Day is a very special day where we get to celebrate our mums and the women within our school. The Year 9 mums were spoilt by their sons as they enjoyed an afternoon tea. National Boarding Week also occurred during the term, and this gave our boarders an opportunity that they could say thank you to those who support them in the boarding environment. We also had a special dinner where there was an opportunity to say thank you to those who give so much, and the boys also jumped behind the counter and they decided it was their turn to serve others. Co-curricular has been very active through this term, and can I just highlight a few of the wonderful achievements of our boys. The Northwest Equestrian Expo occurred. We had a number of boys who went up with their horses and they were contested in a number of events and they had a great time. Thank you very much to the parents who supported that. Term two is a great opportunity for our cross-country runners. We actually hosted an event for GPS and for CAS schools, and that was a wonderful opportunity to have the event here on our campus. Not too many schools can do that. We also held our own cross-country where all the boys competed, and I'm sure they enjoyed that experience. Well, of course, how does term two finish? It finishes with our passing out parade. This is a very special day for the Cadet Corps. It's a very special day for our school. It's a very special day for our Year 12s, as it'll be the last time that they are part of the Cadet Corps and they have that very significant moment where they pass out of the Cadet Corps. We especially welcome Brigadier Ben Slaughter, who's the commander of the Australian Army Cadets, who inspected the parade for 2022. A wonderful way to finish our term.
I also want to wish our boys at Henley all the very, very best. And so as you and your family enjoy this break, take the opportunity over the next 3 weeks to reinvigorate, refresh, and get ready for what's going to be an outstanding term three.
Thank you.